So far, test results are back from 2,300 sources, including sinks and drinking fountains, at 18 schools within the district. Of those 2,300 sources, 68 were found to have lead levels at or above 15 parts per billion, the state's action level. Five of those sources are drinking fountains. Yvette Gordon is the district's director of safety and health.
A lot of them were right just a little bit above the action level. But we did have one of the outlets that was in an area not frequently used, and it was 1,300.
Is that a sink or a water fountain?
That was actually a fountain.
That source was identified as a third-floor fountain inside Olmsted at Kensington. Officials did not identify the other schools at Tuesday's news conference, but Superintendent Kreiner Cash said letters are in the mail to parents explaining what the district knows so far.
We have such a large district relative to other local districts that we won't be done, unlike a lot of districts, until some time from now. So with the results we have, we're going to share the results we have. And then on a daily or ongoing basis, we will update our websites as we get more information in.
Water sources found to have lead above the state's action level have been taken out of service. Once repaired, they'll be retested. Last week, the Buffalo News reported 11 other local public school districts, both urban and suburban, have found actionable levels of lead in their water systems. The Buffalo Schools report comes 1 week after Mayor Brown declared residential water supplies safe. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.